This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Hello and welcome to Thoughts in the Open. My name is Zoe, and on this show, I talk about all of the arts, including meditation and mindfulness. Hi, I'm Zoe, and welcome to Thoughts in the Open. Today, I'll be talking a little bit about mindfulness, such as how it works, and different types of it, and possibly demonstrating as well. First of all, I'm going to start by talking about how it works, or helps. So, mindfulness, to a lot of people, is the position, and they don't think about the comfort. So, mindfulness, well, to me, mindfulness isn't about the iconic position. It's about how you feel and what helps you. So for me, I always sit in a comfortable position, say crossed legs, and I put my hands on my knees. I don't put it in the, I don't put my fingers in that iconic position either, but I just sort of lay them down. Then I might hum or listen to music that's really calming to me. It helps with the way I feel about myself, and it makes me dig into my thoughts, and it's easier to sort it that way. For a lot of people, though, it's probably different, and I don't mind what way you do it, just so long as it helps. Now, moving on to different types of mindfulness. People only really think about the sitting and just what everybody used to do back in those days. But these days, come on, we're the 20th century. We can move on. We can get up to bits that help us and not just the way we look, such as body image. I find, because I have a lot of body image issues, and mindfulness sometimes helps me with that, because it makes me think I feel alone, but not in a bad way. It makes me feel alone to confront my body and say, stop that negative. I love my body. So, yeah, you're probably at the point by now, but mindfulness is used in several different ways. People like cooking as a type of mindfulness. They like lying down in bed and just thinking. They like massages or professional mindfulness. They like meditation. They just love everything. And sometimes piano can help, or guitar. Like, I find me running out into the front yard and just singing helps. I mean, there's always been a day when you just feel like you need a break from, maybe there's been something going on in the family, or you have siblings. Like, I have an older brother and he hates it when I sing, and nobody ever really goes into the front yard, and so it's sort of my getaway place. There are also some obstacles in mindfulness. Like, I have depression, and it makes it difficult because it's like a whole boss level that you have to defeat, except the boss comes back and back and back, and you just have to keep trying and trying and trying, and it's so much harder. So I say, if you just, I mean, find what works for you, because it's difficult to deal with a lot of things, and some ways may be easier, some ways may be harder. So whatever works for you, I'd say, would be the best for you. Whichever one you enjoy is the one you love most. Whichever one you hate is the one to avoid. But if it works for you, it works for you. Now I'll be talking about how some mindfulness is done. I would say that mindfulness is sort of a ritual, in a way. People do it lying down, they do it sitting, they do it any way, pretty much. Any way that makes them, as they explain. From any way, I think that mindfulness and meditation are similar, except meditation is more silence, sit, think, music. And mindfulness is a lot more different than that. Like, mindfulness is being alone with your body in the silence to think. Meditation is music, sitting, all of that sort of stuff, you know. And I love that about it, that it's got its differences, but its similarities. I've found out over these past couple days and stuff that I've started doing it, that it's really, really helping me to find out what's going on in my mind, in my head, and really how it works. And I think that that can be passed on to you as well, to see if you'd like to try it as well. But if you don't, that's alright. Now I'll be talking about how environment can affect mindfulness or meditation. Environment has a big impact on that, because if you don't feel comfortable in the environment when you're doing it, if you, like, say, if I was in a busy city, that doesn't really help, does it? Imagine being in front of a ton of people and singing or demonstrating meditation. It wouldn't be easy to do, because all these people are watching you, all these people are thinking, alright, I'm going to copy her, I'm going to do what she does, I'm going to follow what he does, you know? And it's not necessarily a moment to yourself if you're doing it for others or something. So what I find is that if I'm ever in a situation like that, I just don't do it until it's a really nice moment, you know? It's sort of hard to explain, but whatever place you feel comfortable in, let's say if you feel comfortable in a nice green area, then go with that. If you feel comfortable in a busy area, then go with that. Whatever helps you is good for you. For me, as I explained earlier, is the front yard. And that's probably because it's the quietest place, the most uninhabited place of my house and the place where I live. And so if you have a place that you really, really enjoy or that you would love to be in, I understand. But if there's a place you can't be in, then maybe try and recreate it and see if it will work for you that way. I've tried it before because I loved America and I've always wanted to go to Canada. But if I can't go there soon, I'll just imagine it. And I love thinking about what I'm going to do in Mulder and planning ahead. It's really, really fun. On a sort of unrelated topic, I have a little thing that I would love to explain. So, I would love to show you an image that really encapsulates mindfulness to me. If you search up environment, environment, sorry, ment, like mint, but If you search that up, then you go to images after reading how it's explained, if you don't know. There are a lot of images that really, really encapsulate mindfulness, like little glass globes sitting on encaptured all sorts of terrariums and places. But if you would love to join me in the quest for helping Earth, that would be amazing. Especially with everything you're able to do now, it will help. Getting back to where we were, now I'm going to show you some piano, singing, guitar, ukulele mindfulness. I'm going to show you quite a few songs that I think could really, really help with mindfulness and meditation. So first, if I'm ever going to be singing, I always do a vocal warm-up. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. Like that. You can try if you'd like to. I'll start off with a song that I also know the words to. Credit to Dale Cameron, who wrote this song, and I think it's lovely. It starts like this. So far, there's also a song that I learned when I was just starting out with piano, and I made up quite a few songs by myself, one of which was just using black keys and another which was just using white keys, and I will play you Canada and Sea by John Petcherville. Enjoyed that song. The next one I have is called, I was gonna say Kiss the Rain. River Flows in You. It's by Yuruma. Make sure to check his channel out. Thank you. One of the songs that I made up when I was first playing the piano. In fact, this is actually the first song that I made up. Is a song it's the intro from Married Life, which is from Up. Now I'm going to be doing some guitar. So first of all, I'll just take my guitar out of the case. I'll quickly tune it up. Alright, and I'm back. I also love doing a vocal exercise, which this sounds kind of silly, but it's with Meghan Trainor's song, Major Look. Ooh, I can put my Gucci on. I can wear my Louis Vuitton. But even with it on, because I made you look, I made you look. So, moving on, I have two tunes that I love singing to. First of all is... Thank you. might start off with a nice soothing sound. I might not end up singing to this one, but I just think it's really nice.
That's it for today. Thank you for listening. Make sure to tune in to my fortnightly broadcasts, Friday at 3 p.m. I'd like to thank my sponsor Zigzag NZ.
If you think my topics and facts are way out there, you should see where Zigzag Tours go. Epic adventures across every inch of New Zealand and the sponsors of this show. So make sure to check out zigzagnz.com.
Adios!
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.